Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Wacky Jack Podcast. And today we are going to be talking about something that has to do with school. Like on yesterday's podcast, how we talked about my sketchbook projects for my art class. Today we are going to be going into the history class type of things. And that thing I did for history class was a history project. Basically, I had to find an invention that you know, came in handy during, like, near the 1800s, like, in the 1800s period. And basically, you know, just had to do, like, a slides poster or something like that. I did a Google Slides on it because I thought it was easy. And how I almost didn't do that project, but I ended up doing it. And then how it was just kind of like a roller coaster. But anyways, before I get into that, I want to let my sponsors roll through just for about a minute. So basically, in the intro, talked about how I was going to be talking about my history project and how it was just basically a roller coaster of things, and how I really came up with the decision. So basically, without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get right into the episode. So basically, the first thing I was thinking of doing, a project with my friend. Now, because me and my friend are in the same history class, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was thinking about doing a project with him. We decide that we start looking for ideas. One idea that I point out, first of all, was the Sharps rifle. Excuse me for that yawn. But anyways, I thought about doing the Sharps rifle. We thought about it, but my friend decided he wanted to do a ship called the Dreadnought. Now, one thing about that is that he was having a hard time finding information, and I was finding lots of information about that Sharps rifle. Now, he didn't want to do the Sharps rifle, but I wanted to because I could get into the Civil War a little bit. The one thing about it, though, is that he didn't want to present it in front of the class because that's what you had to do in the presentation. He didn't want to present in class, yet I didn't care if I presented in class or not. But I figured, why not? I'll just present in class. It's not that long. It's about a minute. It's like 1 to 2 minutes easy. Because we only had to do 8 slides for him in detail. So basically, I went with his idea because I thought it would be good for a Google slide. I got like 2 slides into it. He said he didn't want to present it. I said, okay. And I didn't want to just turn in a writing form in. So I went with my idea. I flew solo with my Sharps rifle idea, and I got it done within a week, and I got a pretty good grade on that. Basically, I just told about the Sharps rifle, and also fun fact that's not really fun. The inventor of the Sharps rifle, Christian Sharps, died on my birthday. Well, the same day, but you know what I mean. But I thought that was kind of interesting. Excuse me for that yawn once again. I am very tired. But anyways, that's basically what my history project was. So it's basically this side, that side for a while until I decided I'm just going to do the project myself and present it. One thing I will also say is that I was the last in class to present on the first day of presenting. Which I don't like. I feel like there's a special thing to where you I know, like, the best and the worst, in my opinion, to present. Some of the worst are the first to present in class and to present, and then the last to present. Now, what I feel like the perfect spot to present is either right before the middle or right after the middle part of it. Because if you're first one, everybody's going to, you know, be seeing, you know, how you did on that first one. And then if you the last one, everybody's kind of, you know, he saw all this time, you know, now he should be really good at it. And I thought I did a pretty good presentation, you know. Everything looked right to me. It looked detailed, pictures were added, stuff like that. But anyways, that's all I have really for today. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you have a great rest of your day or night whenever you are listening, and I will see you on the next one. God bless.